BBC Holby City, starring Bob Barrett as Sasha, Paul Bradley as Elliot, Olga Fedori as Frida, and Emma Hiddleston as Ella. Wolf's Clothing, written by Lauren Clee. Previously...
I need you to show some initiative. And if you mess this up, there will be consequences.
You've achieved the highest score in the region.
Out of the blue, without any warning, you just dynamite my department.
How do we know he's not going to axe our jobs?
We don't. None of us can afford to be complacent.
I booked you on a short course run by our HR department.
Ella's staring through the door at the busy AAU department, while a teenage boy's pushing a girl in a wheelchair.
I don't know what we're doing here. I told you, it's just a twisted ankle.
Came off the bike because of my idiot driving. So I'm not taking any more risks.
Next time we bump, we take the bus. Still?
Still.
Chrissy spots Ella.
Ah, there you are. You're late.
No, I'm not. I'm not here. Not officially, anyway.
Chrissy hands her a file and walks off.
Now, Ella Barnes.
Oh.
Good news, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She's quit, so you, my friend, are off the hook.
That's terrible news.
Define your terms.
You can't just give up on her. It's barely even started.
You know, everyone finds AAU overwhelming at first. It's natural.
Man, she's like a newborn on the battlefield. Only useful thing she's done to date is email her resignation.
She was showing great promise before someone knocked her confidence.
Oh, stop. You're making my mascara run.
All right, just give me one more day with her. Okay? That's all I ask.
All right, fine. But you do realize she's the one you're going to need to persuade.
You saying yes to me?
I'm saying one day. And only because I'm going to be in theater all day, so I don't have to watch this car crash. Just make sure she doesn't kill anyone.
Ella, I'm sorry. I don't know anything about you leaving. And as you can see, we are really busy, so I need all hands on deck. Talking of which, let me see yours. Your hands. Eddie, what do you think?
Mr. Carmichael? Yeah, they're perfect, I'd say.
Yeah, me too. Okay, Mr. Carmichael, bed 3, fecal blockage.
But my email?
Mr. Spence, when he gives you permission, then you are free to go. In the meantime, our patient is in pain and needs your help.
Elliot sits down at his desk with a sandwich and a cup of coffee. He tucks into the egg roll. He receives an email from Hansen. He clicks on it, then opens a box containing a tablet computer. His egg roll dribbles onto it.
Meeting?
Meeting?
Yeah, and Miss Naylor's getting a bit Miss Naylorish.
Elliot quickly gets up and comes to join the meeting.
Good of you to join us. Could you hand over your file, please, Mr. Hope?
Elliot hands it to Jack, who opens it and puts the contents into the shredder.
This is the dawn of the paperless age.
Hang on, they're my records, my patient. You destroyed them.
Not destroyed, Elliot. Already electronically transferred onto a handheld computer, which you should have found on your desk this morning. From this moment onwards, Darwin patient information will be inputted into a shared drive.
When was this decided? Does Hanson know?
I should think so. He's standing behind you. Now, this is technology that I expect most of you should be familiar with, but if there are any computer dinosaurs out there, please don't suffer in silence. I'm sure there are plenty among us who can help. Now, I will be out for the rest of the day on a business matter. But when I return, I expect to see the minimum amount of paperwork possible. Anything remotely unnecessary will be shredded. Thank you very much.
May I have a word, please?
Have you spoken to Mr. Spence? I can leave, right?
Excuse me. What's happening with Mr. Carmichael? He's in agony out here.
Actually, sorry, Chrissy, can you give us a minute, please? I'll deal with Mr. Carmichael in 5, OK?
Never mind.
Listen, Ella, believe me, I know that AAU can be tough and that Mr. Spence can be difficult, but I also know that it can be one of the most rewarding wards you'll ever get to work on.
I appreciate the pep talk, but I really have given this a lot of thought and...
But the simple fact of the matter is, if you don't finish your rotation, you won't become a doctor.
She leaves.
Wait! Ella?
He hurries after her.
All right, I'll let you go. But only if you agree to treat one more patient.
If it goes badly, then you get to leave. But if it goes well, you agree to stay here for the rest of the day.
Just one more.
Ella pulls back the curtains of a cubicle to find a heavily made-up girl chewing gum.
Take charge.
I'm going to be in theatre most of today, so it's imperative that nothing interferes with my cases.
Interferes how?
I don't want any other colleague touching my list. If that happens, you report to me straight away, okay?
Any colleague in particular should be on red alert for?
There's a patient I want you to take special care of, Iris Mortimer.
Chronic pancreatitis. Ouch.
She's in serious pain. Been on the waiting list for months, plus we've had to cancel the op once already. So, I want you to make sure that everything goes according to plan. But she can be a bit of a tricky customer.
I think I can handle it.
Hey, head of surgery, St. Luke's in Manchester has been calling for you. Mon Petrenko, don't play coy, it doesn't suit you. What does he want?
The word got out about my exam results.
I knew it, a job offer. Look, you're not taking it, right?
Frida takes his message and drops it in the bin. In the consultant's office...
Yes, I can make the 1 o'clock meeting, thank you. So, I wanted to inform you of our plans to make Darwin a specialist transplant centre.
When?
As soon as possible. And I'd like you to head it up. Oh. Well, that's certainly an enigmatic reaction, Mr. Herb.
No, I'm not. It's just so unexpected.
If you do accept, you'll need to feel comfortable. They're working at the cutting edge of medicine and technology.
I understand.
Initiatives like the paperless ward must be embraced.
Absolutely.
Good. Because of late, I've begun to suspect that you don't even know how to open a simple email. The professorship?
Yes. Well, my surgical schedule has been extremely busy.
Holby must be the best in the new marketplace. With you as professor and head of the transplant centre, we would attract the highest calibre of staff and students.
You want to use me as bait?
In a manner of speaking. Well, think about it, and I would appreciate your answer by the end of the day. Oh, and if you do accept, I would like to see a little more organisation and a little less chaos, shall we say. What's that?
The egg stain.
No idea.
Hansen accidentally picks up Elliot's mobile and heads out. Ella's nervously stitching up Kitty's arm.
Nervous? Can I make an observation? You really need to just get in there and do it.
The local anaesthetic won't be working yet, but we...
You really shouldn't. See, I've got a high pain threshold, so you can just start straight away if you like. Just do it, come on. I can take it. Atta girl. See, now we're cooking with gas.
How are we getting on?
She's doing great, right?
Dr. Barnes, that is very neat work. Well done.
Right, when you're done here, Kitty needs transferring up to Darwin for a consult on her irregular heartbeat. Then come and find me, and I will give you your next case. Okay?
Okay.
Good.
Oliver's walking with Elliot.
It's typical, Naylor. They act CTU, and she's straight in there, showing off to Hansen. What's wrong with paper, anyway?
Dr. Valentine, where's your sense of adventure? Technology shouldn't be our enemy. We should see it as a trusty steed on the perilous journey to the cutting edge of medicine.
I'm sorry, who are you and what have you done with Mr. Hope?
Oliver, there comes a time in a man's life when he realises this could be it. He could be about to reach the summit. And when your time comes, I hope you're ready.
Hansen's job offer has gone to your head, hasn't it?
Hello? It's code. Should be it. Hello?
Frida walks up to Serena at the surgical list board.
Dr. Petrenko. Hello?
Hi. Isn't it Mr. Griffin's patient?
It is, and if Mr. Griffin were here, I'd have sought his permission. But unfortunately, he seems to have gone off radar.
And left me in charge of his list.
Well, a visionary woman like yourself will surely see the benefit of my operation.
Try me.
Imagine a world with no more adhesions, no more encapsulation, no foreign body reaction. A brand new mesh that's going to revolutionize abdominal surgery. And you, Dr. Petrenko, can help secure the contract for Holby. What do you say?
Fantastic. Yeah. Tomorrow.
Out of the question, I'm afraid. You see, a rare window has opened up in the diaries of our esteemed colleagues at St. James's and at the manufacturers, so they can both observe this afternoon.
Sorry, Mr. Griffin's orders.
We may have a problem. Iris Mortimer appears to have gone AWOL.
Ella's treating a middle-aged man.
How long has it been like this?
I don't know.
Days?
Weeks?
I don't know.
Okay, so, what do you propose we do first?
In wound care, first you assess the patient, then you assess the regional area, then the local wound area and the current wound dressing regime.
Excellent. Right, so, starting with the regional area.
Don't remember.
Picture the room you were in when you started the chapter.
Ella shuts her eyes.
Blood pressure.
Yes, very good.
It's a revision technique.
So, you're a teacher?
Not anymore.
But she's 16! You can't fool, sir!
It's just my parents are kind of strict. They found out we were together today.
Fine. No phone calls. I'll make sure Mr. Levy gets these x-rays.
Hold on! Now we know it's not broken, so how much longer are we meant to stay?
Well, you said that she also hit her head, right? We just need to check her out.
Arlo hits the wall in frustration, and everyone turns to look at him.
Hey. It's okay. Though it's not exactly the romantic day you promised.
Ella's patient, Colin, is looking anxious.
Is everything okay?
Iris is about to eat a bun.
That's that. The operation is this afternoon. What are you doing out of bed?
I was escaping.
Mm-hmm.
That blondie.
Nurse Lane.
Oh, she kept gabbing on. I know her entire life history.
All right, no harm done. But let's get you back in bed. Yep.
As Frida helps Iris up, a hip flask falls to the floor. Frida picks it up, and Iris looks at her guiltily. Frida unscrews the lid and sniffs.
Whiskey. Now, this is very important. How much have you drunk?
A couple of sips.
All right. Well, your operation isn't until afternoon, so you'll be fine. But no more going AWOL. Understood?
Just I will. My sister. She's always wagging her finger at me. You're a liability, Iris. What would Mum say if she found out?
Iris's smile fades, and she looks thoughtful.
She'll be all right.
Who?
Viv.
I think it's you we need to worry about.
A sullen-looking Jack arrives at the people skills course. She stalks across the room and takes a seat away from where everyone else is standing and chatting. As she pulls out her mobile phone, a young man comes and stands near her, folding his arms. Eventually, she looks up at him.
What?
He nods towards a no-mobile sign.
I'm a surgeon. That doesn't apply to me.
Well, so you're saying if you turned off your phone right now, you'd be endangering lives?
Yes.
Oh.
He grabs her phone.
Researching hairdressers.
Give that back.
Death by bad hair. Well, you learn something new every day.
I don't have to explain myself to you. Now return my property immediately. Are you going to make a start or is boring us to death part of the course?
Wow, I can see why you're here.
Welcome, everybody. Shall we begin?
The man sits down.
I'm Johnny, neurosurgeon, St. James's. And may I say, excellent hair.
Elliot and Tara are at Kitty's bedside.
So, Kitty passed out last night at a music concert after alcohol and recreational drug consumption.
You make it sound wholesome, like playing hockey.
She sustained a gash on her left arm. She's been treated on AAU, she's had a head CT and then was transferred here.
Scan results
are on the shared drive, which is on your computer.
Yes.
You just need to double check.
Scan result clear. Have you had blackouts like this before?
Nope.
Right, just need to listen to your heart. Okay.
Told him downstairs it was hot. I was moshing, just got a bit
just
carried away.
To be quiet.
Elliot listens to her heart.
Okay. Definitely a murmur. Right, we'll need some more tests. Okay, here we go. Yes. Okay, this is it. Right, here we are. Mr. Hughes, 73, weight problem. That's not you, is it?
Does he even know what he's doing?
Yeah, well, it's strange. She hasn't been what painkillers is she on for her arm?
It doesn't look like she's been prescribed any.
The girl in the other ward was kind of nervy, probably forgot.
Right, well, we'll prescribe you some now. Thank you.
Elliot walks off, tapping at his handheld computer.
Do you want me to show you
how to... No. Thank you.
He jabs at the screen.
Mr. Hope 1, Mr. Computer 0.
Hey, just admit you like the girl. She's all right, man.
Should he be on his mobile?
I'm not sure.
Ella glances at Sasha.
Strictly speaking.
Vic says hello. Did I say something wrong?
Why'd you have to be so different with that lot?
Sorry. Can I get you a drink? Tea?
If it's from a machine.
Only one sugar. I know. Had me wrapped around this little finger of yours since we were like 5 years old, remember?
Arlo answers his mobile.
Yeah, what's up? Don't listen to him. I listen.
He points at Colin.
I know you, right?
Excuse me?
All right, hang on a minute, yeah? I've got a silly tubby in front of me.
Okay, do me a favour. If you want to use your mobile phone, can you go outside, please?
Yeah, he's giving me hassle.
Arlo.
I'll bow you back.
Listen, Arlo, it's very simple. If you want to stay with her, that's absolutely fine, but you're going to have to keep it down. OK? Well, otherwise, you'll have to answer to my girl.
Chrissy gives him a look.
All right, yeah, respect.
Arlo holds out his fist, but looks shocked when instead of bumping it, Sasha places his fist on top. Arlo walks off, with Colin eyeing him warily. And Ella comes over to Sasha.
Do you really think that's a good idea?
Absolutely. He'll behave. Trust me.
Kitty's fitting.
It's Kitty!
Tara, Elliot and Oliver hurry over to her bedside.
Throat swelling. BP 60 over 45.
She's tachycardic. Crash trolley, please! Kitty, can you hear me? She's arrested.
Could you be sensitive to anything that we've given her?
There's nothing in the notes.
Slow down, Mr. Hope, you're going to make it.
It's frozen.
And she's in VF. Salmons, please. Thank you.
Have you seen these bruises?
Charge 200. And stand clear. Shocking again. Stand clear. OK, we've got a rhythm. Airway's still swollen.
She's obviously sensitive to the painkiller we gave her. Let's get the antidote. 0.4 milligrams naloxone, please, quickly. Let's move her to ACU, please. I don't understand. I checked her notes on the system. There was nothing.
Didn't she say if she was allergic to anything?
I didn't ask.
Should be able to go home soon. We just need to run a few more tests. It shouldn't be too long now. I promise.
Hey, what's that fella's name?
Patient confidentiality. I can't say, I'm afraid.
Yeah, but he's a teacher though, right? See? It's him.
Sasha comes over to Chrissy.
You okay?
Yeah.
I don't like the atmosphere in here today. When can we discharge Haya?
Just need to get her bloods done. Make sure we're not missing anything trauma-related. I'll get Ella onto it.
Not sure about her.
Why is everyone so determined to give up on her?
Sasha.
I just want you to have a little faith.
I do.
Well, good.
In you. Doctor.
Iris, what are you doing out of bed?
It's Viv. I didn't tell her about the operation. I need to speak to her. Please, Doctor. Here's her number.
She gives Frieda a notebook. As Frieda heads to the phone, Serena turns to her.
Got a live one there.
Frieda dials a number.
Hello. Yes, I'm trying to reach Vivian Mortimer, please. Are you sure? Right. Sorry to bother.
Crap. Problem?
No, just something I need to discuss with Mr. Griffin.
Well, I'm available if you don't want to interrupt his theatre.
No, thanks.
She walks off. Elliot's staring out of the window of his office. Oliver comes in.
So I checked Kitty's details and it turns out the mistake was made on AAU. Some med student updated the details incorrectly, so it's not your fault at all.
Except we both know that's an excuse. You always ask, always double-check. I was distracted by this flipping thing.
If you'd been using pen and paper, none of this would have happened.
We're not, though, are we? Why am I such a buffoon with technology? I can't even remember the code to my own phone.
Do you want me to take a look at it?
No point. Cutting edge, who am I kidding?
What?
Nothing. How's Kitty?
She's stabilised. Although her temperature's still raised and her heart rate's still irregular.
Has she been complaining of discomfort?
You did see the bruising on her torso.
I'll be out in a minute.
Why am I here? Purely for the benefit of my staff. Good communication is absolutely vital to the smooth running of a hospital ward, so I'm the guinea pig. I'll report back and hopefully they'll learn something from today.
Me? Truth is, I'm a compulsive liar. Can't help it, just sort of comes naturally. I know it sounds far-fetched, but it's true.
Well, I need to rubbish. It's not a bodily function, is it, lying? Not like the valves of your heart opening and shutting. Not like if you don't lie, you're going to have a heart attack. You're just giving in to your desires. Lack of self-discipline, that's your problem.
See, that's the answer of a cardiac surgeon.
Excuse me?
Whereas a neurologist knows there are areas of the brain science will never understand. Guess we're less uptight that way.
Bet you're used to rowdy teenagers.
Teenagers are fearless, that's why they're dangerous.
Dangerous?
Thought I could reach out to them. Thought I could make a difference. But they think they're invincible. When our school installed a metal detector, the secretary's office turned into a scene out of Full Metal Jacket. And I said they should arm the teachers. And he lit and bang, bullet straight to the head. That had shut him up.
Ella looks uncomfortable.
That study trick I taught you, I've got others. I keep them written down in my wallet.
She hands him his jacket and he rifles through the pockets.
Is that a problem?
The wallet. Someone's stolen it.
Surely not.
No. Oh, you think I'm lying? You think I'm paranoid?
Is everything okay?
Mr. Jenner can't find his wallet.
Right, OK, you keep looking here, and I'll alert our staff.
Is that it? Is that all you're going to do? You have a thief in your midst, and you don't even care.
What's that? You saying it was me?
I'm sure Mr. Jenner wasn't implying anything.
Is that it?
I don't want any trouble, but I think it would be best if you called the police.
Police? You know who I am, don't you, sir?
Colin doesn't look at him.
I reckon just because I'm off an estate. I'm a thief. It's nice, that is. It's all open-mindedness.
Will you please just sit back down? Arlo?
Arlo, please. For me.
Arlo looks at Colin, then slowly heads back over to Haya's bedside.
Typical of this society, allow animals to roam the streets while the victims are made to feel like criminals.
It was your fault?
Not exactly, no. Her temperature's slightly raised.
And you're not in any pain?
Maybe a bit.
Earlier we noticed some bruises on your body. Do you remember how you got them?
I was pretty out of it. I don't remember much, to be honest with you.
Kitty, is there anything you want to tell us? Anything you think might be relevant to your health, family, medical history, childhood illnesses?
Nope.
All the same, could we have the name of your family doctor, please, just to be thorough?
I can't remember.
The name of the practice, then?
What's your problem? Why can't you just drop it?
Okay, thank you.
Elliot and Oliver leave.
What are we thinking?
She's got a temperature of 40 degrees and she's not sweating. She's just had 200 joules pass through her chest and she's sitting up arguing. Something's not right. Couldn't be, could it?
What? Mr. Hope!
I need to speak to you.
We'll have to be quick, Dr. Petranko. I'll be back in theatre in 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's about Iris Mortimer. I think she's displaying signs of dementia.
I told you that she could be a bit of a handful.
She thought her sister was alive, but it turns out she died last year.
I appreciate your concern, but I don't want you to take any further action for now.
Well, the woman is clearly ill.
I wasn't aware that neurology was your specialism.
Please, just come and talk to her. You'll see for yourself. The woman needs our help.
You may have done very well in your exams, Dr. Petranko, but the fact remains that you are an F2. You are not a registrar, and you're certainly not a consultant.
Rick walks off. In Elliot's office, textbooks are lying open all over the floor. Oliver finds him feverishly leafing through one of them.
What are you doing? Still no luck with the code, then?
I'll stop in a minute.
There is this thing called the internet, you know?
For me, this is quicker.
Elliot finds the page he's looking for.
Here we go.
What?
Get me a needle.
A needle?
Yes, you know, long, sharp, pointy thing. You shouldn't need the internet to find one.
Colin watches as Ella treats Haya.
That's it. You're doing very well. Okay, just stay focused, yeah?
Ella puts the needle in Haya's arm.
Ow!
Watch yourself! It's my girl you're butchering.
Why don't I just take over here? And can you go and see if Mr. Jenner needs anything? Okay.
Ella walks off, looking annoyed with herself. She spots Colin pacing nervously by his bed, so she goes over.
Please sit down, Mr. Jenner.
Talk about throwing you to the wolves. What's that kid? That's like him. They sense weakness and they pounce. It's different from Mr. Levy.
What do you mean?
Can make people like him off the bat. Seen teachers the same. But someone like you, you're more vulnerable. They see you as a target. And they keep pushing and pushing. And they don't stop till they get right under your skin.
Ella walks off.
You okay?
What do you think?
I'm sorry?
You don't
don't get it, do you? I'm not cut out for this. I tried today this morning, but you wouldn't listen. You just kept pushing and pushing, but I'm not cut out for this. Why are you smiling?
Come with me.
They're standing on a walkway on the roof.
I feel stupid.
So what?
I can't.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Okay. No! See? Okay, now your turn. Come on. Does it feel great? That's what you need on AAU. Fire in your belly. And I saw it in you on the ward just then. But I'm not going to waste my time trying to persuade you. So, if you still want to leave, I'm not going to stop you.
He sets off down the stairs, leaving Ella to think for a moment.
Mr. Levy.
Sorry, Kitty, I just need to... what part of Scotland are you from?
Glasgow.
Is that nice?
If you like rain and alcoholics, sure.
Incredible. Dr. Valentine, would you mind stepping outside for a while? I need to discuss something with Kitty in private.
He's just stuck a needle in her foot without her noticing.
Kitty, I suspect you have a little-known condition called SEPA, which stops you from feeling any pain. Am I right?
She half smiles with embarrassment.
Why on earth didn't you tell me?
That's why, that look.
What look?
Like you've just seen a flipping UFO. I'm every doctor's wet dream. Not that I'm not flattered, but sometimes a girl needs a break, you know?
This isn't a joke.
Tell me about it.
Not being able to feel pain is very serious. Your SEPA could be masking severe symptoms. We need to get you an echo and look at your heart immediately.
At the hotel where the people skills course is taking place, Jack is getting herself a coffee. As she wanders off, she passes Johnny, who's leaning against a pillar.
So what sort of style were you thinking? Maybe something a bit softer around the face?
You think you're really amusing, don't you?
Come on. We'll make some entertainment. It's not like this lot's going to bring anything to the table.
Yep. The sooner I'm out of here, the better.
My thinking exactly, which is why I've come up with an escape plan. You want in? We bleep each other. The emergency brain aneurysm for me, for you.
Yeah, I get the picture. And then?
Serena spots Frida watching Iris.
I can see that you're worried about her. What do you suspect?
Just enough to. I do not have suspicion.
Oh, stop being so cagey, Dr. Petrenko. Just say it. You're concerned that she might have Alzheimer's? Well, she was very confused earlier.
What would you do, theoretically speaking?
Me? Oh, well... I would call up my dear friend and neurology expert, Mr. Sharma, see if he couldn't swing by and offer a theoretical opinion.
It's best for Iris.
Why sit on a diagnosis like this?
Okay, I'm asking you.
Oh, Dr. Petrenko, if Mr. Sharma can come down today, how about scrubbing in on my mesh up?
We're not bumping, Iris.
You know, I'd have thought this is exactly the sort of opportunity that a star student like you should be grasping with both hands.
I'll have to run in by Mr. Griffin.
Such an obedient little F2.
Serena starts to walk away.
Okay. I'm in.
Arlo's smoking in the toilets.
I'm going to take out the back seats, yeah? And I'm going to put like a sound system in the boot. Yeah. And look, now, seriously, listen, look, my brother gets some cheap here, so obviously I'll...
Colin comes in. The pair eye each other up for a moment. Then Colin heads into one of the cubicles.
Hey, listen. Remember that teacher at our school? No, look, the one that went psycho. from last year. Yeah, he's in the hospital, ain't he? What? Yeah, he's still a psycho. Hey, you, sir. Nah, he's ignoring me, innit? Hey, look, I've got to go, yeah?
He throws his cigarette stub into the sink, leaving Colin panicking in the cubicle.
Are you right in there, sir?
Colin squeezes his eyes shut.
You know I was only messing around, yeah?
Arlo steps away from the door. Sasha and Ella arrive back in AAU.
So what next?
Well, Mr. Jenner's cyst needs debriding. Think you're up to it?
Me? Hey, look, the old geezer's in the toilet. It sounds like he's having like an asthma attack or something.
Okay, thanks.
Oliver's scanning Kitty's heart.
What's wrong?
You have an enlarged heart, possible valve regurgitation.
What does that mean?
Your heart is in danger of failure. We need to operate as soon as we can.
I'll prep theatre.
Thank you.
I don't want to die.
Kitty, I'm an experienced heart surgeon. I don't want you to die either.
I thought if no one knew, I could finally have a bit of fun. Make friends. Do normal stuff instead of being held hostage by this stupid condition. But I'm never going to be free of this, am I? If you fix my heart, what's the point?
Kitty. What did you want to be when you were younger? Did you have any dreams? Goals? Apart from not wanting people to know that you had SEPA. Then aren't you letting your condition define who you are?
A tear trickles down her cheek.
No one's ever asked me what I wanted to be before.
Listen, Kitty. I am going to do my very best to repair the valve in your heart.
They're prepping Theatre One. We need to get into anaesthetics.
Ready?
She nods tearfully. Colin sitting on the toilet, rocking back and forth.
Mr. Jenner?
Sasha steps up to the cubicle.
Mr. Jenner? Are you in there? Mr. Jenner, are you in there?
Colin opens the door.
Everything okay?
Of course.
Sasha looks down and notices a wet patch at the front of Colin's trousers, which Colin tries to hide.
Why don't we get you cleaned up? Okay?
And this is the very talented Dr. Petrenko who'll be assisting me in theatre.
Oh, hello.
Shall we? Excited doesn't begin to describe how I feel about your project.
Dr. Petrenko, would you mind explaining to me why Iris Mortimer has been removed from the surgical list?
She hasn't. Her operation is happening later.
Later this week? Later this month? Enlighten me.
Later today.
You're supposed to be smart, Petrenko. You and Miss Campbell got her a neuro consult, yes?
Yeah.
Which, of course, will mean that her consent form is no longer valid when she's diagnosed with suspected dementia. Of course I knew she was deteriorating. I was trying to ease the pain before the bureaucracy associated with Alzheimer's kicked in. She has no one, Frida. She lives on her own. I was trying to help her.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I was bending the rules. I didn't want you implicated. I thought I could trust you.
Yeah, okay. What was I supposed to do? It's not much fun to be caught between the two consultants.
Well, it's not as if you've come out of this badly. But play the game. Assist Miss Campbell in theatre. I'm sure you'll have a glittering career ahead of you.
I did not become a doctor to play games.
But Rick's left. Frida turns to look at Iris. Kitty's on the operating table.
What the hell's going on?
All right, she's okay. She just needs more anaesthetic.
Kitty's a heavy drug user. She processes anaesthetic much quicker than you or I would. Condition of her heart's much worse than I thought.
What could we do?
Very little. Temporary fix. Okay, let's take a biopsy. Most likely, she's going to need a heart transplant. She's only 20. Thank you for a proline, please. She could have been suffering with this for years. That's why CEPA patients often die young.
Scissors, please.
Pain may not feel like it, but sometimes it's a blessing. It keeps us alive. And would you like to close the pericardium?
You can have her referred here, and then you can treat her.
There are changes on Darwin I've got to get used to. Fact is, Dr. Valentine, I might not be the best person for the job.
Jack and Johnny are in bed together. He raises himself up onto one elbow.
So, do you think your pupil skills are now?
Don't talk.
I thought there was no chance in hell you were going to do this.
I didn't. This never happened.
She gets up.
I was staying for a cuddle.
Jack gives him a scathing look. Back on AAU...
Arlo, can I have a word, please? I think it's best if you leave.
What? Is it because of the smoking?
I'll give you a chance. You carry on intimidating the patients. I've got no choice.
I didn't touch him. I wouldn't.
You promise me. No more trouble.
Yes. 100%.
There's soft, and there's a pushover.
Chrissy walks off. Frida's standing looking at the surgical list board.
Mr. Spence?
No, you didn't see me. I'm not here.
I need to ask you something.
Tranquil, how many times I gotta tell you? You're cute, but I just don't think it's gonna work out between us.
Shut up, Michael. I need advice.
All right, shoot.
When you know that something is really not right, but speaking up is going to cause a serious own goal.
You're posing me a moral dilemma. Wrong guy. Look, Petrenko, you're a pain in the ass, but you're annoyingly talented. So use your instinct. Do what you think is right. And stop bugging me.
Experienced heart surgeon, you said. Can't fix the SEPA, but you can fix my heart.
I'm sorry. I didn't anticipate the extent of the problem, but as I say, heart transplants positive prognosis these
days. How about a bit of honesty? I'm just another patient to you, a number on a file. If you mess up, you don't really care, do you?
You want honesty, Kitty? Okay. There is no way that I would put you on any transplant list if you continue to abuse your body in the way that you have been. Patients don't get put on transplant lists just because they don't want to die. They get put on because they want to live.
Well, maybe I don't want to live.
Is that it? Is that your decision?
Don't look at me like that. You almost killed me earlier because you couldn't work a computer a five-year-old could use. Why are you even here?
Elliot marches out of the room and pulls out Hansen's mobile, tapping at it ineffectually. He throws it to the floor, breaking it.
I'd like you to know something.
Sorry, Frida, now is not a good time.
No, it's not about work. Well, it is. It's just, you've always been good to me.
Let's talk later.
Sure. Later.
A little later, she steps into Serena's operating theatre, gowned up.
You're too late, I'm afraid. I'm just closing up.
No, I think I'm just in time.
She turns to the gallery.
Hello. I just came to introduce myself. I'm not Dr. Petrenko, the star of two. I'm Frida, from Ukraine. And over there, doctors have to make choices all the time.
What are you doing?
Save this patient or save that patient. Might as well toss a coin, makes them tough. But here it's different. You have an HS, which means everybody gets a treatment at the point of need, right? Well, today, an 84-year-old woman was denied a treatment for a very painful condition because of you. Business beats the needs of a patient. Is that the National Health Service you're so proud of?
Have you quite finished?
I have now.
Frida walks out and pulls off her gloves. She walks off with a triumphant look on her face. Elliot's staring through the window at Kitty, who's sitting up in bed. He decides to go into her. As he heads over to her bed, he pulls out a notepad and pen and starts writing something down.
Doesn't a nurse do that?
Rumbled. I'll let one of the younger ones update your records with these.
Sorry. Didn't mean what I said earlier.
No, you were right. Who was I trying to kid? I am a liability when it comes to computers.
You'll get the hang of it.
Truth is, we all need to know our limits. I hope you understand why I made the decision to transfer your case to a different consultant. I'll make sure you're in the best hands, okay?
You're giving up on me? You're gonna walk away? So that's it? I thought this was your reason for getting out of bed in the morning.
What have you done?
What do you care? You're walking away, remember?
She's pulled the line out of her arm and is bleeding.
See? I can't fight the instinct to be a doctor any more than I can change my SEPA.
Frida's in her civvies when she meets Iris.
Goodbye, Iris.
They tell me I'm not going to have the operation after all.
I know. I'm sorry.
Frida crouches down beside her wheelchair.
Would I be allowed my whiskey now?
Frida smiles, unzips her handbag, and pulls out the hip flask.
But not too much. Promise.
So like me. She'll be cross when I tell her.
Petrenko, please tell me the rumour isn't true. So what, you get one job offer from St. Luke's and that's it, you're out of here. You know it's not going to be any different there, don't you?
I know that. That's why I turned them down.
Then what are you...
I don't know, maybe this. It's a charity. They need doctors to treat people on the outside of the system. Asylum seekers, runaways. All I know is that I couldn't stand by today and keep my mouth shut. I became a doctor to look after people and not budgets.
Dr. Petrenko. I'd just like to say that I'm sorry to see you go. It's been a privilege working with you.
Likewise.
Not many people would have the courage to stand up for what they believed in, as you did today. I wish you luck, but I don't think you're going to need it.
Frida looks at Malik and Rick.
Goodbye. And, thank you.
She walks away down the corridor, and Rick and Malik exchange glances, then head their separate ways.
She walked?
Yep.
Pretty. I liked her.
Was it worth it?
What?
Did you get the contract?
Oh, that. Of course.
Well, let's hope it's enough to placate Hansen. I don't think he's going to be too happy when he finds out that you've just lost us our star F2.
Ella's cutting into the cyst on Colin's neck.
I see you're doing great.
Are you okay, Mr. Jenner?
Fine, thank you.
You've got to come! It's Haya!
Don't do anything till I'm back.
Haya's unconscious.
Well, what is it?
Arlo, can you step back, please? Let us work.
Get the trolley.
What was that?
Starting heart compressions.
He just shook his head!
Sasha starts giving her CPR.
Salmon's piece.
He pulls open her gown and places two pads on her chest.
Shocking at 200. Stand clear.
Stand back, please.
Why isn't she waking up? Do something. Just help her.
Charge again.
Just get on with it, can't you?
Mr. Levy said...
It's a mess already. Can't make it much worse. Just do it, please.
200. Stand clear. She's back with us, but her sats are very weak. Abdomen distending. BP dropping. Page the on-call team. Suspected internal bleed. Let's get a prep for theatre.
Can I get some help over here, please?
Stupid idiot!
I'm sorry.
That's what you're doing!
I'll stop.
As Haya's wheeled out.
Good. Finally got what's coming.
As Arlo runs over to him, Colin grabs a scalpel and the two struggle.
Stop! Stop, please! Sasha!
Guys, break it up!
Oh. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just winded.
But as Sasha looks down, he sees that he's bleeding from his abdomen. Colin peers down at his hands. There's no scalpel. But when Arlo looks down at his, he finds he's holding the bloodied instrument. He and Colin stare at each other in shock. Then he drops the scalpel and runs off. Sasha looks at Ella.
Quick, Ella. I need your help to staunch the bleed.
He drops to his knees and gazes up at her.
Ella, please.
I'm sorry.
Help.
I can't do this.
She runs off, and Sasha collapses to the floor, where Chrissy finds him.
Sasha? Sasha?
Ella runs outside and rips off her plastic apron, throwing it to the ground. Then she runs off into the darkness. Chrissy's kneeling over Sasha.
Sasha, look at me, okay? Yeah. You've got to stay with me. Keep looking at me.
Yeah.
All right?
What are you doing?
I've got to call Michael.
Well, he's in theatre. He won't be able to come.
He's got to come.
Oh, this better be good, Sasha. I'm
up to my elbows.
Michael, it's Chrissy. Sasha's been stabbed. He's bleeding out really badly.
What? How much blood is he losing?
A lot. He's lost consciousness. You've got to get here now.
No, Chrissy, I cannot leave this patient right now. Can you tell if the blade has hit an artery?
Yes. There is so much blood.
You need to stop
that bleed or he is going to die.
Now, we got 2 minutes. Tops.
Put me on the speakerphone. I'm going to talk you through it.
Can't we page someone else? A doctor? Has anyone called the police yet?
No.
Do it. Now.
Chrissy, if you waste any more time, Sasha is going to bleed out.
Okay, I've got the arterial clips and the Vicryl.
Now you're going to need to open the wound
and get control of that
bleed. Now with the scalpel, I need you to extend the cut on each side by 1 centimeter.
All right, I made the cut. Now what?
Can you see the source of the bleed?
Okay, I see it.
Now you need to take the arterial clips and clip both sides of the artery.
So much blood. Michael, it's Eddie. I can help. Do you want me to take over?
Yes, Chrissy, let her.
It's okay. I've got it. I'm attaching the clips now, Michael.
All right, good. Now leave the wound open, get him into theater, and I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Chrissy looks down at her hands, which are covered in Sasha's blood. Elliot strides into Hansen's office.
It's customary to knock.
When you offered me the position of head of transplants here, I thought... This is it. This is what I've been working towards my entire life. I'd be a fool to turn it down.
Very good.
But there's no point in pretending to be something I'm not. Technology is my Achilles heel. I'm slower than anyone else in the hospital, and no amount of training will ever make me a computer whiz. So if that is a concern of yours, then I will completely understand if you want to offer the job to someone else.
That's very candid, Mr. Hope.
Although grave,
I think we can overcome your technological block with a little patience.
Thank you.
Oh, and while you're here, I believe you have my phone. You must have picked it up this morning by mistake. So here's yours.
Thank you.
Problem?
I think there might have been a little accident.
He gives Hansen the remains of his mobile.
I'm really sorry. I'll buy you another one.
Yes. I see. Well, let me know when the police arrive and keep me informed, will you? Thank you.
Is everything okay?
No.
In theatre, Chrissy's stroking Sasha's hand. As she stares down at his face, Michael strides into the operating theatre.
All right, Chrissy, I got this. You're going to have to trust me, all right? Self-retainers.
Chrissy kisses Sasha tenderly on the forehead.
All right, come on, ma'am. Help me out here.
Eddie brings Colin his wallet.
Mr. Jenner? Taxi driver handed it in. It must have fallen out on your way here.
Arlo is at Hayes' bedside.
Your mom and dad are on their way. So you don't have to be scared. I'm so sorry.
He kisses her gently on the forehead.
I love you.
Then he turns to see two officers watching him through the door. Jack walks onto the ward to find Elliot staring into space.
So, how many computers have you managed to kill while I've been away, Elliot? Oh, come on. It's not been that bad today, has it?
You haven't heard. It's Sasha.
I've done my best, but I gotta be honest. Next few hours are critical.
Michael steps away from the table, and Chrissy briefly shuts her eyes.